This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The reason we spend so much money in this country fighting wildfires, and so indirectly the reason those 19 men died in Arizona earlier this week, is because we're trying to protect homes and buildings. Structures is what firefighters call them. But despite the hundreds of structures that have been lost this summer, ever more people are building their dream homes out in the forests. There are things they can do to make those houses less likely to burn, but that is usually a hard sell, as Megan Verlee reports now from Colorado Public Radio.
Ask fire mitigation specialist Keith Worley about the vulnerability of mountain developments, and he can tell you firsthand. A decade ago, a wildfire threatened his own neighborhood southwest of Denver. Worley helped a fire crew map out its strategy for protecting homes.
And they were using kind of a green, yellow, red.
Greenhouses might be saved, yellow were tougher, and red, well, the firefighter just referred to those as historic.
And for him, the red meant it's history.
In the 10 years since, Worley's tried to persuade mountain homeowners to protect their property. Mitigation is expensive. It can cost thousands of dollars to do things like clear brush, thin trees, and install rocky, fireproof landscaping. So Worley's heard a lot of excuses.
Number one, I pay my taxes, and when I dial 911, I expect the fire department to be here. Number two, I've got insurance, and so if this burns down, I'm going to just replace it.
Those stubborn homeowners may not have insurance for long, though. Companies are getting increasingly tired of absorbing wildfire losses. Carol Walker is president of the Rocky Mountain Insurance Information Association. She says the industry can't afford to ignore the risk of fire.
And insurers are increasingly requiring homeowners to share that risk and do the mitigation to make their property safer and to make it insurable.
In Colorado, more fire-prone counties are pushing developers to build in safety measures. That effort looks like it paid off during the devastating Black Forest fire last month. The flames mostly spared a newer neighborhood designed to be fire safe. Older homes nearby weren't so lucky. Touring the burn zone, regional building official Roger Lovell says mandatory mitigation is rarely popular.
And until recently, I would say that a number of people didn't exactly understand why that request was being made, too.
The message does seem to be getting through, though. Mitigation specialist Keith Worley says he usually stops getting calls about fire safety as soon as the summer smoke clears. But this past winter, his phone just kept on ringing. In Denver, I'm Megan Verlee for Marketplace.